everybody. Welcome back. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, November the 1st, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers. And again, if you're hearing this tomorrow morning, right now it will be 7:35 a.m. I will be up. So if you want the phone number and email address to the speaker, Joe Tate, he's a Democrat from Detroit. On this email blast I got, he is, or has, I should say, Christian connections in his life. So again, if you want to call the speaker's office, area code for Lansing, 517, prefix for every elected official, including the governor's office, 373. Four digits, last four of his phone number to the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, 0857. Again, 517-373-0857. Email address, very simple. Joe Tate, J-O-E-T-A-T-E, at house.mi.gov. Every elected official in the House, that's the end of their email address because that's their website, house.mi.gov. If you go online to house.mi.gov, the House website comes up and you can click on House TV. You can literally watch their session. I'm going to do it right now, house.mi.gov. And hit enter, and that refers you directly to the Michigan House of Representatives, the 102nd legislature. Right there is a picture of the speaker, Joe Tate, black gentleman from Detroit. Welcome to the homepage of the Michigan House of Representatives. Thank you for taking the time to become more informed about your elected representatives and more engaged with your state legislature. We have tried to create a valuable resource here, and I invite you to come back often. Again, that's real simple, folks, house.mi.gov. Now, if you go over to the far right, there's links there, home, information, members, legislation, committees, employment, financials, and lastly, House TV. If you click on that or hover over it, you'll see today's schedule. The House schedule for the House TV schedule, and then video archives. Today's schedule, if you click on that, a little pop-up bar pops up on the right side there on the screen. Today's broadcast schedule. Now, you have to understand, this is subject to change. You heard State Representative Josh Shriver. Right now, it could change, but if you click on today's schedule, a pop-up box says today's broadcast schedule, House session, 1:30 p.m. That's when they start. They're already in House Appropriations Committee at 9 o'clock this morning, 10:30. They started the Appropriations Subcommittee on Health and Human Services. House Committee Energy Communications Technology was at 9, and also Judiciary is in session right now, committee, at 10:30. Tax policy starts at 12 noon. Now, that is up until noon. Oh, no, I'm sorry, one more. Government operations, that's where bills go to die. They're in session at noon. At 1:30, they're going to go into session. They're going to take a roll call vote. They're going to make sure they have a quorum. They're going to make sure that every single Democrat is there today in Lansing. They don't care about the Republicans. They're not in control. They want to make sure all 56 Democrats are there in attendance. They are in session. They are obligated to be there. The roll call will be at 1:30. Then they're going to take a break because it looks like at 2 p.m., the Committee Economic Development and Small Business Subcommittee on Housing goes into a committee hearing at 2. So they'll probably take that roll call vote at 1:30. They'll break for lunch. they'll allow this committee to go into session, and then they'll be on the floor. And you heard Josh say that they are going to go all night long. Well, after the speaker, Joe Tate, after you call him, 517-373-0857, and you send him an email, joetate@house.mi.gov, there's a second state representative on my list. And who is it? It's the Democrat, Communist, Progressive, Socialist, Betsy Cofia, C-O-F-F-I-A. She defeated Jack O'Malley in the 103rd. She is a freshman, and the recall language has been approved to get signatures to recall her. The Republican chairwoman, Katie Ness, K-N-I-S-S, is getting volunteers. You can volunteer to help collect signatures. She needs 160 people to get 100 signatures for in the district. It's down in Leelanau County and the western part, I believe, of Grand Traverse County. We're going to have Katie on the show to talk about it. You need to call Betsy Cofia's office and send her an email. She is extremely vulnerable. Tell her quite simply, vote no on the abortion bills. House bills 4949 through 4959. Betsy, vote no. If you don't vote no, we are going to come down and volunteer to collect signatures for your recall. The language for the recall petition was focused on the red flag laws. That's how they got it approved. She voted for red flag laws. You only have to give one reason why you're recalling a state rep or a state senator. Barb Welling, who was the constituent that lives in the 103rd, got the language approved because she voted for red flag laws. She voted for all the gun bills, actually. But she used that one bill vote to get the petition language approved. Well, now there's further justification. Betsy Cofia totally supports all of these abortion bills. You heard Josh Shriver say it, folks. The woman could be at full term. She might even be in labor. She might have had her water break already. She could be in labor getting ready to deliver a full term baby. And they could pull the baby apart piece by piece and perform a partial birth abortion. Partial birth abortion. The head could be crowning. Well, that would give the abortionist a perfect target because all you'd have to do is pierce the brain, stir it up, and basically kill the baby because the head is exposed, and then start pulling it apart piece by piece. I know it's graphic. I know, but that's how it's done. I'm just telling you the truth. I've seen the videos. It's disgusting. What I saw coming out, and I'm pre-med at Michigan State. I've watched my own surgeries, different things they've done to me, procedures. I've stayed awake and watched them do it. They just numbed it. I can stomach a lot, but I got to tell you, I had to run to the bathroom because I threw up. What I saw on that video of a partial birth abortion. The pieces being put out on the tray. It's in the package of bills, folks. That's what these people are doing in our state today. Could be tomorrow. you need to call Betsy Kofia. Her phone number, 517, area code of Lansing, 373. The last four digits extension for her, 3817. Text me Betsy. Or text me BC. Betsy Kofia. Not before Christ, but Betsy Kofia, BC. Text me BC. I'll text you her phone number. And of course, her name, Betsy, BETSYCOFFIA at house.mi.gov is the email address. So far on the list, we have Speaker and BC. Text me Speaker and text me BC. And I'll text you back the links for the clickable phone number and the email addresses. And you can tell Betsy flat out, tell her staffer, she votes for House Bills 4949 through 4959. You're going to volunteer and go down and collect signatures to recall her. She is extremely vulnerable. And I got to tell you, if we only have Republicans sign the recall petition, and they are given a card that Katie Ness is running against her in the recall election, guess what? It's a very low turnout for a special recall election that would happen in, I believe it's May of next year. She could be recalled and voted out. And the Republicans could take that seat back. That's how close it is. She only won, I think, with less than 1% of the vote over Jack O'Malley in the general election November last year. Yeah, it was like 50.5 to 49.5. She only won by 1% of the vote. Text me Speaker, text me BC. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. County Commissioner Nikki Coons down in Manistee area. She texted me and said, Manistee County Commissioner. She says, are any of their House sessions done live? Yes, all of them are. I run house.mi.gov on my computer always. I have about 47 tabs open on my laptop that I monitor. That's one of them, house.mi.gov. And I have the main page pulled up, and I always have the ability to click on House TV, look at today's schedule, look at the House TV schedule. I always have it up. When you go to today's House schedule, the calendar, it shows you the committees. Then it says House session at 1:30. That's when they're going to take the attendance quorum vote. Yes, all of their sessions are live on those TV cameras on the website, house.mi.gov. I monitor it constantly. You know, so many people think that I just sit here and watch the World Series last night. The Texas Rangers are up on the Diamondbacks of Arizona. 3-1. They'll probably win it tonight in Arizona. In the fifth game, they'll win 4-1. Arizona is fighting for their lives. They're going to lose the World Series. 86% of the teams that win 3-1 go on to win the trophy. They become the world champions. This will be the first World Series victory for the Texas Rangers out of Arlington, Texas. I don't just sit here and watch baseball on the TV. My laptop's in front of me. I watch and monitor every single one of their sessions. How do you think I know about these bills, what's going on in these committees, their voting record? I live this stuff because I have a show to do. And a few of you have texted me, Speaker, already. I sent it to Nikki, Speaker of our House, our is in caps, Joe Tate, phone number 517-373-0857. Email him, joetate@house.mi.gov. Quote, don't bring up House Bills 4949 through 4959 for a vote. End quote. If you want that text message, text me, Speaker. I'm going to send it to John Palmer right now. He's listening while at work. He says, I can't believe a person with doctor associated to their name could bring themselves to perform such a heinous act. All who would be involved in a procedure like that are bound to Satan. Partial birth abortions. I'm going to send you the speaker information first, then I'm going to send you Betsy Kofia. Cliff Tolini, you just texted me 300 votes. Is that all she beat Jack O'Malley by? I thought it was 1%. You're saying she beat him with only 300 votes? If 151 people had voted for Jack O'Malley versus voting for her, she would have lost? Because that's what you do. You split it in half and then add one. Clayton, I'm sending you speaker first. I got to create the text message for Betsy, but I have the Speaker of the House done, so text me speaker and I'll send you that first. This is unbelievable stuff, people. He says, yep, she beat him by 300 votes. Folks, it's a state house seat. It's 70 to 90,000 people. Based on population, that's what size the House districts are. Leelanau County has gone completely blue Democrat. They are in the majority there, and the western part of Grand Traverse County includes the city of downtown Traverse City. She won by 300 votes. Unbelievable. Sherry from Onaway, she wants speaker. I'm sending it to you right now. I'll do BC, Betsy Kofia, folks, at the break. If I don't get it to you during the break, text me BC again. My phone's blowing up. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Speaker's coming in like crazy. Again, if you texted me speaker and BC, if I don't send you BC here before the music starts playing in the next segment, text me BC again. I'm going to create it right as we go to break and be able to send it to you. I'm getting all kinds of hacks in my headset right now. DOS attacks. This is absolutely amazing. No, Sherry, text me BC after the break. I've got way too many things coming in. Yeah. I got another text. You didn't ask for a speaker. I'm sending it to you anyway. Oh, my gosh, this is horrific. Yes, it is. Let's see. I got a text message here to read. Let me get you this speaker information first. Floyd and Karen, partial birth abortion is where they deliver the body except the head. They cut opening at the base of the head. Okay, I'm not going to get into it. Text me, speaker. If you wanted BC, Betsy Kofia, text me before the music. I'll get it to you shortly. Final hour today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis.